Hello again, and welcome to episode 5 of Ours to Protect. This week, we'll hear about the upcoming Wild Bee Festival in Skerries, and how one couple are trying to protect the under-threat species and their pollinator powers. But first, with multiple warnings over recent days that the planet is warming at an alarming rate, and with Spain set to reach a blistering 44 degrees Celsius this week, what's causing the rise in temperature? Is there any way we can stop it? And was last week's flash flooding in Drogheda a freak event or as a result of climate change? We said we would give climatologist Paul Moore from Met Éireann a call to try and find out some answers.
Island of Ireland, it was the hottest June on record. And that's from the data set going back to 1900, so 123 years. The previous hottest June was in 1940, and the mean temperature for the month of June then was 15.4 degrees. And now for the first time, it's topped 16 degrees. So the mean temperature for this June just gone was 16.2 degrees. So that's a change of 0.8 degrees of an increase, basically, over the previous hottest June, which is quite a considerable jump. Normally, if for this kind of record, a monthly mean, you'd get, if it was beaten, it might be beaten by 0.1 or 0.2 of a degree. But to be beaten by 0.8, you know, almost 1 degree is quite considerable.
And is this part of a wider trend?
NOAA, the American Met Service, announced from their data set that on Monday, first time, a daily global mean temperature topped 17 degrees Celsius. And then on Tuesday, it went up again to 17.18 degrees. Now, the last warmest day on record in August 2016 during the last time we had an El Nino event. And then Copernicus, the European climate system from ECMWF, Copernicus came out then yesterday and said their data set also beat the previous daily mean record both on Monday and then on Tuesday went above 17 degrees and according to their data set for the first time in their recordings going back to 1940, I think it is, their data set is. And then Copernicus came out and the WMO, the World Meteorological Organization, just announced that June globally was the warmest June on record as well. So that's globally and of course in Ireland as well.
So everything is pointing to the planet getting warmer. But what's causing this?
The global climate kind of changes naturally anyway, slightly up and down, you know. But the climate change part of it is the man-made part of it, which is because of we've put extra greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. So that's the Earth is holding on to more heat, basically. So the temperature is gradually going up because the heat is not escaping like it would in the past when there was less greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. So that overall increase is basically climate change, so it's outside the natural variabilities.
But so what if Ireland gets a little warmer? Will we not all just have a nice tan?
In Ireland, we're going to see warmer and drier summers, wetter and warmer winters. So that means more heat waves, more drought conditions, and plus because there's more moisture in the atmosphere, because a warmer atmosphere can carry more moisture, then we'll get increased extreme rainfall events as well, because the atmosphere can hold more moisture. Now, I guess people were looking, okay, we're having nice weather, but if you look kind of on the global scale, you know, New Yorkers there may have thought they were escaping climate change, but then the forest fires in Canada spread thick smoke over them last month for several days and they couldn't go out of their houses. So, you know, these global things and extremes are going to be happening now and, you know, you might think you escape, but we're all living on the same planet, like, and we're all kind of going to be affected as well.
And could last week's flash flooding that saw over a foot of water outside a shop in Drogheda in a matter of minutes be as a result of climate change?
Well, the projections are that these events, flash flooding events, will increase. Now, it's hard to attribute one particular thunderstorm to climate change without doing attribution studies and research in it. But the trends are that, yes, the atmosphere can now hold more moisture because it's warmer. It can hold more water. Then if the conditions are right, the water that falls will be more water than it would have been in the past. So the infrastructure that was built for past climate will not be able to cope, basically. So Met Éireann have launched a project called Translate there a couple of weeks ago. So Translate brings all the climate projections for Ireland into one place. So if you look up Met Éireann Translate online, it'll bring you to a site and explain all the climate projections for Ireland in an easy-to-use fashion, and then there's data sets that can be used. So these climate services will be used, you know, by the building industry, by the town planners, by stuff in the future. So they will be able to adapt and live with climate change now and in the future with the help of these kind of projects that's going on.
But is there anything we can do at home to turn things around?
Basically, the more carbon dioxide that is released into the atmosphere, the warmer the temperatures will go. So the only way to stop this trend of upward temperatures globally is to stop putting greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. So that's kind of like everybody can do their own bit, but it has to start, you know, has to start somewhere. And I think we could be a leading example here as well for other countries. But everyone has to kind of change their habits of the past and to try and have less carbon dioxide released in the future.
Definitely some food for thought there. And speaking of food, just how important are bees for the food chain? Well, the Skerries Wild Bee Festival takes place next weekend, and organiser and bee expert Charlie Heisman can answer that very question.
Bumblebees are excellent pollinators of strawberries, and honeybees are actually useless at it. So if we were to lose all our bumblebees and just rely on honeybees, you would still get strawberries, but they would be awful, shriveled up, horrible looking things. So on a purely selfish human level, if you want the strawberries, you've got to keep your bumblebees. And there are so many more examples in nature of plants that bumblebees and other wild bees can pollinate that honeybees just can't.
Now in its second year, Charlie outlines how the idea for the festival first came about.
We're members of an organisation called Sustainable Skerries, and we applied for a grant in 2019 from the Community Foundation of Ireland to draw up and then enact a biodiversity action plan for the town. And we decided right from the start to do it along the pollinator route. Marion and I also record bumblebees and report back to the National Biodiversity Data Centre. And as a result of that, we were aware that we have actually a rather rare and endangered bee in Skerries. So we decided to tailor the action plan specifically at that bee, not exclusively, but particularly at that bee.
Marion Heisman, who's also a bee expert and co-founder of the festival, tells us what kind of events people can expect in Skerries on July 22nd and 23rd.
There'll be lots of talks on biodiversity from different people. There's workshops, there's bee walks, and pollinators are for and how they pollinate not only the flowers, but the vegetables, how important they are. We already do a lot with schools, so there's a lot going on for children as well.
And more information can be found at fingal.ie/wildbee festival. That's it for episode 5. Don't forget you can catch this week's episode again at lmfm.ie, along with some tips that you at home can take to help protect the pollinators. And we'll be back next Tuesday with the next episode of Ours to Protect.